But you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. Dean Martin, of course, and that's amore. It is 7:46, 34 degrees with a fair sky in West Bend this morning. Mehdi Spies is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Before we talk with Mehdi, however, Hannah from the West Bend Public Library is waiting in the wings. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
You don't mind waiting in the wings, right?
Oh, not at all.
Oh, good.
I actually prefer it to being on stage, so it works out.
You're kind of like I am that way, huh? I don't mind being on stage. As long as I don't have to memorize dialogue. I cannot memorize dialogue.
Oh, tell me about it. You know, that's the worst.
Yeah. You know, I can memorize song lyrics. You know, I can remember songs from when I was a kid with no problem at all. But no, ask me to do dialogue? Nah, forget it. Not happening.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
So, speaking of happening, it's Teen Book Club Week at the library, huh?
It is. We were kind of looking at some banned books, stuff we wanted to maybe check out, things that have been banned or challenged, and we found there was a novelization of the movie Dead Poets Society.
Based on the movie?
We'd read that and or talk about the movie, so we're chatting about tomorrow night at 4:30 at Teen Book Club.
So was this, is it a novelization of the movie, or is this the novel that the movie was based on?
It is a novelization of the movie.
Okay. So a little different, but that's an awesome movie.
Yeah, it's one of my all-time favorites, and I was kind of impressed that the teens wanted to read it. So.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kiwanis Early Risers have a family night coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it's really awesome that they do that. So basically, the Kiwanis Early Risers give us the money, and they make it so that we can put on these shows at the library once a month for free, and they're always really awesome, super cool shows. There's no, you don't need any tickets, you don't need to register, you just come by. They're always family-friendly. And this month we've got David Stokes, so I hear he's bringing live creatures into the library. So he'll have some animals, he'll sing some songs, tell some stories. It should be a lot of fun.
Sounds interesting, and that's... That's tomorrow night at 6:30, and again, this one you don't have to pre-register or anything.
Exactly.
All right. This one's kind of interesting. I saw this on the list the week that we didn't talk. Needles in the Book Stacks.
Yes. So I'm really proud of this program. One of my regular teens said she wanted to get better at knitting, but wanted to do it outside of her house where she didn't have any distractions. So. We found a time on Monday nights. We do it the first and third Monday of every night at 6:30. And we just told people, bring your projects. Get out of the house. You can leave the kids. You can bring the kids. It's, you know, friendly to all ages. But for me, like, my cat would absolutely chase the yarn, that kind of thing.
Right.
It's kind of nice to kind of get out of the house, but also, you know, we don't want you to, you know, we're not trying to sell you anything. We just want you to hang out and work on your projects. So, this is actually our second meeting on Monday the 17th. We had people knitting, we had crochet, we had a little girl who had this really interesting loom that I didn't fully understand because I'm not much of a crafter. But we had a lady who was cutting out pieces for a quilt, and we all just kind of chatted and shared advice and talked, and it was really, really nice.
So anyone making a
looking
anyone
for a
making...
place to work on a fiber project of some kind.
Anyone making
that on Monday the 17th?
Anyone making macrame owls?
Not yet.
You're probably you're too young to remember macrame owls, though. But
the owl, yes. There was a thing when I was in elementary school where we did like bracelets and stuff.
Sure,
but you could work on that too.
Sure. Okay. I love growing tomatoes, and you've got a program coming up.
We do. So. Actually, also on Monday night at 7, we're having a program to grow the best tomatoes ever, which is a tall promise, but I think these guys can deliver. So they'll have all kinds of tips. Holly and Joey they founded the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, and they have all kinds of great FAQs and questions and stuff on their website, but they're going to come in and give a presentation specifically on tomatoes on Monday night, so... tomato blight, spider mites, fertilization.
Do you need to pre-register for this one?
I don't believe you do. I think you just show up.
All right.
And it's free, of course. So.
Sure. Spring detox with essential oils sounds like something we could probably use at this point in our lives, too, huh?
Exactly. Spring is trying very hard to have sprung. So Betty Jo will be in on Tuesday, the 18th at 6 o'clock. She'll talk about natural, non-toxic, and cost-efficient ways to clean our bodies, homes, campers, cabins, and more.
And finally, boy, it's been, you had a busy week coming up. World Stories from the Washington Ozaukee Wordsmiths on next Tuesday evening as well.
Yes, it's at 6:30. And if you like storytelling at all, there and you haven't seen the Washington Ozaukee Wordsmiths, you've really got to check them out. They put on a fantastic show. They're super entertaining. And this, they come in periodically to the library, and they have different themes every time. And this time they're telling stories from around the world. So we'll have stories from Mallorca and Haiti and England and the Punjab region of India. I think they're kid-friendly, but kind of more interesting for adults and teens.
Sounds fascinating.
And we will have tea and cookies, too, so stop by for that at least.
Okay. Always tea and cookies, right? And the library hours are?
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays from 9 until 6. And Saturdays, we open at 9 and close at 1. So, if you have any questions about anything I've talked about today, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We've also got a Facebook page, and you can just shoot us a message on there if you can't find what you're looking for. And there's a ton of information on our website, which is west-bendlibrary.org.
All right, great. Hey, thanks, Hannah. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, and we'll take a quick look at sports, and then we'll be joined by Mehdi Spies here in the studio, 101.3 WIBD and AM 14.